The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
We are here to lift the victory cup. Lifting the cup of victory. To enter our time of or our season. In Revelation chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. Revelation 4, 1 and 2. The Bible says, after this I looked, and there before me was a door standing open in heaven. This was John.
Where, Yohani?
On the Patmos Island.
Patmos,
and then Jesus appeared to him.
And Yesu,
took him into the realms of the spirit. What he saw. After this I looked, and there before me was a door standing open in heaven. And the voice I had first heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this. Verse number 2. At once I was in the spirit, and there before me was a throne in heaven with someone sitting on it. Let's continue verse 3. And the one who sat there had the appearance of jasper and ruby, a rainbow that shone like an emerald, and encircled the throne. Continue. Surrounding the throne were 24 other thrones, and seated on them were 24 elders. They were dressed in white and had crowns of gold on their heads. From the throne came flashes of lightning, rumblings and peals of thunder. In front of the throne, seven lamps were blazing. These are the seven spirits of God. Let's just end here. Please give me Hebrews chapter 4.
Yanko, Hebrew 4:89.
We'll read verse 3.
Rekinkan,
and verse 9 to 11. So Hebrews 4 from verse 3. Now, first verse 3. Now we who have believed enter that rest. Just as God said, so I declared on oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. And yet, his works have been finished since the creation of the world. Let's go to verse 9. There remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God. 10. For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from their works, just as God did from his. Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest, so that no one will perish by following the example of disobedience. Amen.
Amen.
Beloved,
I don't know.
When we talk about God's rest, it doesn't mean lack of activity here on earth. God's rest simply means we have entered into God's presence. We have entered into God's promises. We have entered into his covenant. When you read Revelation chapter, is it chapter 4, verse
19?
The Ark of the Covenant. Revelation 4:19. Or Revelation 11:19. Let me see. Revelation 11
Yes, Revelation 11:19. Then God's temple in heaven was opened, and within his temple was seen the ark of his covenant. And there came flashes of lightning, rumblings, peals of thunder, and an earthquake, and a severe hailstorm. Now, the ark of his covenant. This was the ark that traveled with the Israelites. This was the ark that entered into battles with them. This was the ark that led them. And do you know why the ark led them? And what is the symbolism of the ark? The ark represents the presence of God. And wherever the presence of God is, there is peace. There is victory. There is fulfillment. There are open doors. There are breakthroughs. In fact, when you read Psalm 114, Psalm 114, verse 1 to 8. What actually opened the Red Sea was the presence of God. It was the presence of God. You know, when God told Moses, why are you people crying? Move forward. I will ask him, so are you telling me you are not seeing?
Papa, na we die, na okay die, interest in any more.
Me, I like God to explain things to me.
Oh, person, yami interest in yami mumu mane paye.
That is how I've been with God.
Then oni yami tio.
Until God has to take me through things to break that thing.
I'm copying so I didn't make fun yami bimu ebubu side yami fiho.
That's why sometimes it's difficult for me to take decisions.
It's not true, but the man is so offense you see.
Because I don't know whether I'm going to make mistake.
Oni saba be mfu msobi ana.
Now. What made God to tell Moses that he should move forward? Because God went and stood before the sea. His presence was there. So Moses,
into Moses,
move on. Stretch the rod. It was not the rod that opened. It was the presence of God. So the rod entered the presence of God. And the sea divided. We are in the days that we must live with the presence of God. In these evil days, what you need most is the presence of God. In the presence of God, no Red Sea can stand. No mountain can stand. No wall can stand. No poverty can stand. No hindrance can stand. Today, the presence of God, the ark is hot. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the
ark.
And Jesus is with us. Now, what does that ark represent? The eternal covenant. Which is standing for us. Which is speaking for us. Beloved,
I don't know.
If you watch
over here,
all the great people that God had used to the human mind, if it is you and I today,
We
will say they were fools. I'm telling you. You need to be a fool in quotes. To walk with God. Because some of the things he will tell you to do. Some of the places he will take you to. Some of the instructions he will give you. Excuse me. The way we have been trained in a modern sense.
Thinking.
It doesn't make sense. Now, bring all the university professors. Take them to the sea. Take them to Choko. Or which part, which are the sea towns? Osu. Take them there. Take all the professors there. And say, God said we should cross the sea. They will start hitting your head. They will bundle you and take you to psychiatry hospital. You need water. And then you take them and say,
now what's up for him, sir?
God said, we should come to the rock. And then I should strike. They won't let you get to the rock.
They said,
when they will bundle you and send you to
Asalem.
Look, excuse me, you must be like a fool to follow God.
His
ways are different. Sometimes when you are sitting down there as a congregation, you look at us, pastor. You look, this man, what is he doing? This thing,
I know.
Me, myself, I can't tell. I am just obeying the prompting. But after you have obeyed,
now why you sit here?
Look,
yeah.
You don't see anything.
Who are you?
When you are obeying,
now, so we
it is here. After you have obeyed.
Why you sit here?
You don't see anything when you are obeying.
So you sit here.
This 100 days, you haven't seen anything yet. It is after the last day. When we have said
amen,
that is when God is going to begin to really. That is when you are going to
begin.
Yours is to obey. How do you collect your salary? The salary is not enough. And then God said, in that small one, take 10% for me. First, a whole man of God, Elijah, had prophesied that there will be no rain for 3.5 years. And then the Lord moved him to a place where birds will feed him. And he will drink water from a stream. Now the stream got dried. The Lord said, go to Zarephath. I have commanded a widow. He got there. And the widow was gathering sticks.
Firewood.
To make cake with the little flour that is
left. To cake na aka ene
and the man of God said, God said, did it for me first. If it were to be today, for about 8 years now, I've stopped reading papers. I've been reading papers. So me, papers.
Okay, come,
insight.
Okay,
what are they, Gladys? Opposition papers. Insight. Those ones. Oh, I read.
For almost 10 years now, I've stopped.
I've
6 o'clock news, joy news.
For many years
now, I can't remember the time I've listened to
them.
If it were to be today, do you know the headlines? Fake prophet. Wicked prophet. Collecting the last meal. You see, it doesn't mean that when you are working with God, don't use your mind. No. We need the Spirit of God to lead us. That's why the Holy Spirit is in us. The Holy Spirit leads us from inside. From inside, promptings.
It's
inside you. That's how the Holy Spirit, from inside you. And these last days, they are days of testimony.
They are days of testimony.
Listen. The Lord said, I should tell you right now. You are entering into your season of testimonies. You are entering into your season of testimonies. You are entering into your season of testimonies. Look, you haven't seen anything. When we're coming to church, just before Ebony Junction, before we branch, just after Plant Pool, before the railway, I saw some motors crossing, going ahead. Then I started seeing something. And I just told my wife, you see these motors going? I didn't tell her what I saw. But I just told her. Do you know what is leading them? Do you know what is following them? Altars,
Aforimuka,
covenants,
Apam,
foundations,
and if Apam.
Which altar is following you?
Aforimuka bena ediwechi.
Which covenant is following you?
Apam bena ediwechi.
Which foundation is following you?
Apam bena ediwechi.
Which altar is going before you?
Na Aforimuka bena ediwenim.
Every experience of you here on earth.
Wosiyo huru asasi swa inyina ni se.
Is a manifestation of an altar. Is a manifestation of a covenant. Is a manifestation of a foundation. And these are spiritual things. They are things we don't see with our eyes. That is why Jesus gave you an eye.
Beth!
And usher us into an eternal covenant. And connected us to an eternal altar. And gave us eternal foundation. So in Christ we are different. But like I'm teaching about witchcraft. We are still living in our soulish realm. So they poke our soulish, our weaknesses. And that's how they are getting us. That's how they are getting us. They will create a situation for you to get angry. I was telling, is it Gladys I was telling? Or somebody? Today I said it to Lucrece, yes, and I said it to Gladys too, because when we came for the 11th hour, look, I was saying that, do you know something?
As soon as maybe,
from now,
if it's our brain,
listen to me,
Montier,
never do things for people
and
look at how they will respond.
No.
Baby. Just have the joy
of
doing.
So, yeah.
If you want to look at how people
who
respond or treat you, you will stop. That's why I've come to now.
Look,
I don't really care. I
see,
I have decided to generate that joy.
Sir, obey sir, and you know, obey yes, and you know,
just do it.
Sir, obey, dear KK.
Because if I look at people,
Nasa, Obeka, Sabeha, Nipa,
I will stop.
And you could be dying.
Look, I am going to start shocking this church.
I say, obey, yes, I'm going to go for a green was up with you.
I will never be angry.
Yes, and you will be full.
But I know what I mean.
Nasa, Onim, you obey.
I was telling the secretary something.
Can we reach your phone?
This week is a special week.
Now 3 years. Now 3 years from Kokra.
Sunday we are coming here to celebrate.
Question: if I have a dear Rusi,
those who can wear white, wear white.
Obi obeti my say fit ebi a pefita ni biche.
Because me too, I wear my white.
Anu so obeti say ni fita.
Hallelujah.
Aye fita kwa.
I have many people sitting there who have sold me white.
Asinipa bebrewa man pam.
Some Sundays ago, I wanted to wear. I was searching. I don't know where.
But
when the Sunday passed, then I found them. That I passed them somewhere. Maybe Sunday I'll wear 3 of them. I will wear 1 and come. After praise and worship, I'll go and change and wear another one. Amen.
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 Because we are coming here to celebrate.
Yeba habi dear Rusi.
Amen.
Amen.
Beloved,
I don't know.
God is bringing you to another level. Please. God is giving you his image and identity. Who is man that you are mindful of him? Take your mind off.
He won't be visible.
Please God alone. I say, please God alone. Please God alone. All that you are doing, continue. And listen to
me.
Like I was giving it to you people on online podcast today. Our blood groups are different. This person will say, me, I don't eat this.
When
you eat this, so. Then excuse me 100 times. You too foolishly. Then me too, I don't want to grow fat. Meanwhile, your blood group is different. Look at how some people have become like caricatures in the church.
Caricatures.
I was asking my wife, what is it? So, she's the one who, I said, hey.
Only person mentioned one day.
The bottles are gone.
They said,
just because.
And I'm saying,
excuse me. And after podcast,
I
received calls
on your friend
from 3 husbands.
He
said, Papa, today you gave me 2 hours.
And then they
sometimes it is not we husbands, so
it
is our wives themselves. People have gone to buy those tighties to tighten the stomach.
It will
not be long. Your lungs
and
then your kidneys will be affected. They will start taking you through dialysis. The spirit of the world has entered into the church. Husbands want their wives to be slim. So that they continue to look like the way they were looking when they married them. Nonsense.
You don't know. Look, if you know what I am seeing. We went to hospital yesterday. What we saw. We had to call God for mercy. I said, God, no. I don't want to bury any member again. Some of you. Not all our food. Some of you. Look, the problem is our lifestyle, our minds. Look, some of you don't want to go to hospital. Something small. Instead of checking up, going for check up quickly, you will not. You will be there until it has escalated. Me and my wife. Hey, we have doctors who. I do medical tests thorough. I spend about 6,000 three times a year. The last one they asked me to go and do in October, I've not been able to go and do because I don't have time. Three times to know my system. I know my blood group. I know the things I eat. If your blood group is blood group O,
positive O,
you have to eat meat.
Positive O.
Meat is good for you.
I say, papa.
Then your friend has told you.
Now I don't forget to say.
As for me, I want to slim. And the meat is not good. So nonsense. Are you the one who created yourself? People are just listening to people. I want to be slim. I want my wife to be slim. If God created her slim, let her be slim. Look at Madame Dorcas. Look, see her body. This is her body. Manage it.
Now I can see you, Keke.
Yes.
And one.
Look, I told Evelyn. Evelyn's in Chicago. When she was here, Evelyn hasn't changed. Her body hasn't changed. Her body hasn't changed. Her body hasn't changed. I told her, Evelyn, don't go through anything. Only manage your body. Manage. Some people are taking some medicine. They are mixing things to drink. You know what? I went when I saw dialysis. Yesterday I nearly cried. What? Then you are blaming God. You have the money to go through dialysis. We are just looking at each other. Friends.
Enough for four. Enough for some.
Please. Look, there are some times, ask my wife, when they put the food there, immediately I sit down. I tell Gladys. No.
Debbie.
For the next 1 week, I won't eat this again. I'll just feel it in my heart. You see, the Holy Spirit knows your body. He knows what you should eat at the time, what you shouldn't eat at the time. Stop listening to the media. Stop listening to people around and friends. They say if you want to be slim, you buy Coke. You mix it with this so and so. Then you mix it with this. You take this one in the morning, this one in the afternoon, this one in this. And then before you realize, you are looking like a caricature. Beautiful people I know in the church. When you look at them, I can't even recognize them. But those are moving. Disappearing. Nonsense. Then when you go and lie in the hospital, You make my heart to beat. Go for check. No, I will not go. Look. We take food supplements. Look at me.
You are unnoticeable.
It is because of 60 years that I look like this. The 100 days we are doing. Today like this, I have been fasting. Because sometimes I fast. When I tell people I'm 60 years, they say no. Who was that brother? We were together. And the guy said, no, this one is rather 50. And you are 40.
Now what are you?
And I asked the brother, what is your age?
No,
he said 35.
I said, I'm 60.
35. Looks like 60. Because people are drinking crash.
Rice.
What again?
Rice and grass. Five star. Yeah, 5 star.
35. You are taking rash.
Oh no, rash.
Then crash.
And a crash, I mean.
Then rough.
And a rough, and a
then
rough.
Everything.
5 star, I mean.
You don't know that you are killing yourself.
Are
you the one who created yourself? Husband, stop putting pressure on your wives. Wives, stop pleasing your husbands.
Please.
And that's, I am not some wives, so they are just peche.
Peche.
I am not talking about the peche peche. Peche. It's not peche. Don't be peche like that. Organize yourself. But not too much. Some white, they look like old ladies. You see, say balance. Say, pastor is talking about
balance.
Balance yourself. Say, Lord, we thank you.
Tonight.
We leave the victory cup. To enter our new season. We leave the victory cup, Lord. Let's thank God for the covenant. We need to thank the Lord for the eternal covenant. Thank the Lord right now. Thank the Lord that you are a child of the eternal covenant.
Thank the Lord that you are the child of the eternal covenant. Thank the Lord right now. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord that He has made you to be a child of the eternal covenant. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. We thank you for the covenant of God.
Amen.
Let's go to the covenant right now. It's time for the communion. Thank you, Jesus. Say, Lord,
I say, Lord,
I lift this cup. I lift the victory cup. I lift the victory cup. I lift the victory cup. I lift the cup of victory to enter my time. To enter my season. To enter my time. To enter my season. My season of rest. My season of testimony. I lift the victory cup to enter my time and my season. My time and my season of victory. Of rest, of rest, of escape, of escape, of exemption, of exit, of elevation, of entry. Sakata kabaya kata kabaya. Rapa la ba, 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 rapa la
Amen.
Please, has everybody been served? Okay.
No,
the officers are there. As they come, you serve them. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
By the power of the eternal covenant.
By the power of the eternal covenant.
In this cup. I mention your name.
I enter my time.
I enter my season.
My time and season of rest, of fulfillment, of victory, of testimony, of manifestation, of reward, of remembrance.
I enter my time, my season of rest, of victory, of fulfillment, of testimony, of manifestation, of reward, of remembrance. I enter. Something is happening right now. Continue to declare. I can see doors opening. I enter my season, I enter my time, I enter my season, I enter my time of rest, of fulfillment, of victory, of testimony, of manifestation, of remembrance, for reward. I enter.
The way the Lord is dealing with me these days. Please, when you stand for some time, you are tired, you can sit down. Then when we are praying, you stand. But if you cannot just stand, you sit. Because some of you are just coming from work. Some of you, your work involves a lot of standing. God understands you. God has been speaking to me a lot. That is why sometimes I talk like this. Do you know something? Why should you say you are waiting on God? God is waiting on you. I say God is waiting on you. What are you waiting for God for? He's already waiting on. He has done it. Look, what he has made you, he has made you. Every day you talk it. You think it. You meditate it. You act it. When challenges come,
I say I can't see ba.
Inside every problem,
now I how be mono.
God is there.
Me wo ho.
I'm telling you.
Oh, catch lo.
Look, even when the devil is the one who causes it.
Now po so bon sample no ma eba yempo.
The devil, look, if I were to be the devil.
Now come here, bon sample.
Or witches.
And I be here.
I would have stopped doing some.
I come again, I'm even po here da da.
Because every covenant child of God.
Now.
Immediately the devil appears in your life. The presence of God takes over. At the end of the day, the devil is always ashamed. The devil is always confused. The devil always loses. The devil thinks he's delaying you. The glory of God that is going to manifest in that delay. The devil will just be sorry. The devil will be sorry. Look, do you know what keeps God closer to you?
It's
covenant. I'm telling you, nothing but covenant. Covenant. The covenant he made with Abraham and made with Jesus. That is why God never separates himself from us. It is our attitude.
that silences him.
He
himself.
Onuankasa.
He never separates himself.
Onu de onti ne hum fiya hoda.
It is when we are living lives that don't please him.
Emra yebo brebia en soneni.
That is where witches take over.
Ehona be yebe fajumedi no oho.
And then they manipulate situation. They delay us.
No mama dani dani tibia no mama niema ketsiya ma o.
Who said that you are alone?
Hana guys onkwa na oho ya onkwa.
What God says you are, you are. Look, some of you, the day you appear before God in heaven, you will beat your head.
Say,
ow.
Ow.
So that is me. Yes.
Ane.
What happened to me?
Then they told me.
What happened to me?
And then they told me.
You gave your mind.
What do I do?
Your thoughts to the devil.
You
gave your mind
to
the world.
And may we see.
To the world.
And may we see.
Thoughts.
And you knew what you timo.
Look at our youth.
Hey, me bono.
God told me 80% of their time is gone.
Now,
the devil has told me 80% to become, when you are talking to them.
Now,
you
know what I'm
principles and foundation. They say, oh, that is not.
Where there?
That is Kolo.
Sometimes
when I'm talking with my daughter,
I
say, keep quiet and listen to me.
You did not hear me.
Keep quiet and listen.
You come not hear me.
That you see and this. That you see and this.
They
have been trained in some way.
It is good,
oh.
Hey, yo.
University is good, oh.
It's good, yo.
But make sure that the devil doesn't use what is in your head to settle you for less. I am telling you. Look, there is one thing God has given to us.
It's
the greatest blessing.
It is
also the greatest burden. What we call
will.
If you will to die today, God will not change it. But if you will to live, you will live. If you will to prosper, you will prosper. Look, what your will tells you that you can be, you can be.
Amen.
You don't know how powerful your will is. That's why your will should be fired by the Holy Spirit. God will not change your will. He will never violate your will. It's apart from the Holy Spirit.
And
Jesus Christ, your will is the greatest blessing. But it is also the biggest burden. Because when your will is in the wrong thing, God will not change it. You want to die? You will die.
Oh, and
you want to leave? You will leave.
Say,
my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
I leave this cup.
I leave this cup.
Of the eternal covenant.
Of the eternal covenant.
By the power of the eternal covenant, in this cup, I, Delali Boja, I declare that I enter into my season, into my time, 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 by the power of the eternal covenant. In this cup, I check out. I check out of poverty. I check out of scarcity. I check out. I check out of mediocrity. I check out of barrenness. Check out right now. I check out. I check out of failures. I check out of disappointment. I check out. I check out of singleness. I check out of loneliness.
I check out.
By the power of the eternal covenant, in this cup, I enter. I eat to check in, to check out, and to check in. I eat to check out, to check out, and to check in. I eat to enter my season, my time, my faith, in the name of God the Father, the name of God the Son, the name of God the Holy Spirit. Say, you body of Jesus,
empower me
to check out, and to check in.
Manifest it in my life.
Immediately I eat.
Create situations and conditions.
And help me. And push me out. And push me into.
Affect my faith.
Affect my thinking.
Affect my emotions. Affect my spirit. Affect my senses.
That will help me to check out and check in.
By faith, I eat in the name of God the Father, the name of God the Son, the name of God the Holy Spirit.
Shall we eat right now? Those of you online, please, you are also included. Wherever you are, distance is not a problem. Thank you, Jesus. We eat to check in. Let the broken body flash out. Negative mindset.
Amen.
Any mindset we carry that is not helping us.
Amen.
Any mindset that is settling us for less. Any character manifestation. Any character display that witches are taking advantage of. Any weakness that the powers of darkness are taking advantage of. Let the body of Christ in us check us out of it. Check us out of it. Break 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 us out of it. Say by faith.
By faith.
I receive the blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
As I lift this cup.
This is the payment
that Jesus made,
for us,
for me,
for me
to check out and check in.
To check out and check in.
This is my covenant.
This is my covenant.
This is my right.
This is my right.
This is my authority.
This is my authority.
For a total turnaround.
For a total turnaround.
For a complete change.
For a complete change.
In my situation.
In my situation.
In my circumstances.
In my circumstances.
In my situation.
In my situation.
In my circumstances.
In my circumstances.
In my situation.
In my situation.
In my circumstances.
In my circumstances.
This was the blood.
This was the blood.
That Jesus paid the Father.
That Jesus paid the Father.
To make me his son.
To make me his.
Or his daughter.
Or his daughter.
I therefore declare that I am a covenant child of God. And as a covenant child of God, I receive by faith.
I receive by faith.
And I drink the blood.
And I drink the blood.
To enter my season.
To enter my season.
And my time.
And my time.
To enter my season.
To enter my season.
And my time.
And my time.
To check out.
To check out.
And to check in.
And to check in.
My season must change now.
My season must change.
Time must change now.
My time must change.
Something
now.
Must change now.
Something must change now.
A change must come.
A change must come.
A turnaround must come.
A turnaround must come.
I check out.
I check out.
And I check into.
And I check into.
My time.
My time.
My season.
My season.
Of rest.
Of rest.
Of fulfillment.
Of fulfillment.
Of testimony.
Of testimony.
Of manifestation.
Of manifestation.
Of victory.
Of victory.
Of remembrance.
Of remembrance.
Of reward.
Of reward.
By faith.
By faith.
I drink.
I drink.
In the name of God the Father,
name of God the Father,
the name of God the Son,
name of God the Son,
the name of God the Holy Spirit.
Name of God the Holy Spirit.
I place the mark.
I place the mark
on my forehead.
On my forehead.
When I see the blood.
When I see the blood.
I will pass over you.
I will pass over you.
Where the blood is.
Where the blood is.
The destroyer will never enter.
The destroyer will never enter.
According to Exodus 12:23.
According to Exodus 12:23.
I receive the mark of the blood.
I receive the mark of the blood.
I drink by faith.
I drink by faith.
In the name of God the Father.
Name of God the Father.
The name of God the Son.
Name of God the Son.
The name of God the Holy Spirit.
Name of God the Holy Spirit.
Shall we drink right now? Thank you, Jesus. Begin to thank the Lord right now. Begin to thank the Lord right now.
Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Bless the Lord and declare, I have checked in. Lord, I thank you for changing my position. I thank you for changing my situation. Lord, I celebrate the checking right now. Lord, I celebrate, I celebrate. I just heard the angelic choir. They are singing this. Uyo nyame.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.